Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams,
ooh,
and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. In my life, I love you more.
It's actually quite moving, isn't it? It's Keith Moon.
Oh, my.
Keith Moon, 40 years ago, yesterday, we lost him. That's actually quite nice. It's better than this. This is big fan of the Beach Boys, Keith Moon. You'd never know by listening to this. So there we go. 03444991000 is the phone number. Don't forget, you can listen to Talk Radio on DAB. You can download the app, or you can go to talkradio.co.uk. You can watch the show. Hello, viewers. You can watch it on periscope.tv/Ian Lee, or if you go to youtube.com/Ian Lee, IAINLEE, you can watch us there. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining in and taking part in the show. Paul Ross is on at 1 o'clock. You can call us until then. And you know the rules, guys. You know the rules. You can call us about absolutely anything you want at all. We'll sit here and we'll talk rubbish and we'll talk about what's going on in the papers and, you know, talk nonsense and play silly word games and things like that. But you can call in and join in on any of those things. Or if you want to phone in and just check in and say, do you know what, I'm having a really lousy day or I'm having a really brilliant day or whatever, you can call in about that. This isn't one of those shows that I'm so bored of listening to now. I'm really bored of listening to the shows where, you know, it's for the first hour, we're going to talk about Israel. And then the second hour, we're going to talk about Jacob Rees-Mogg. And then the third hour, we're going to talk about the royal wedding. You know, and I've been finding myself listening to phone-in radio less and less. What are you doing?
Folding up this crying cactus so
okay.
No one finds it.
OK, it's quite noisy.
Sorry.
Yeah. You're doing it right by a microphone. You know that these pick up noises and things.
Well, they don't pick up my voice.
Just put it in the bin.
I will, but someone will find it.
Well, just scrunch it and put it in the bin. Trying to do an impassioned plea to the listeners.
Carry on.
Well, I've lost my thread now. Oh, yeah. I'm finding listening to phone-in radio, I do it less and less. Yeah. There's a guy I used to listen to a lot. I was listening the other day and I texted him and I said, do you know what? He's actually really boring. It's actually really boring.
If it's the same person you're thinking of that I'm thinking of. He's got quite negative.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about Nick Abbott.
Nor am I.
Oh, go on. Oh, go on. Who are you talking about? Oh, OK, right. I've not been around to listen to Nick for a while. I'm normally asleep by then. I just finding it also. There's a few people. I tell you who I'm really digging at the moment. I like Paul between 1 and 5. I like Paul a lot, although not really a phone in show. Although I think if people phoned in, he'd be more than happy to talk to you. But I like that. I think there's a lot of work goes into that, you know, especially as the fact is between 1 and 5 in the morning when a lot of people just coast it, and he gets a lot of good guests and a lot of interesting things. And, you know, if you're bored by, you know, you don't like one guest he's got, 20 minutes later, he'll have someone else on, and he rattles through it. There's a lot of energy for a nighttime show. So I like that. I also like listening at the same time. Dotton on BBC London, I like that. Although he has the same 6 callers every night, the same 6 callers. And they're so rude. They're so rude, those callers. I messaged him the other day and said, how the hell do you not lose your temper with those people? And he said, I'm a very laid-back man. So, and I thought, yeah. So I like listening to him because I like him. I like him and I like his interactions. Trying to think who else, as in a phone-in show, because I love Howard Hughes, but that's not really a phone-in show. I like Falling Asleep to Howard. I like Bob Mills, but that's not
Mike
really...
Mike Graham does a cracking job, I think.
Oh, do you know what, actually? Yeah, you're right. I was listening to a bit of Mike Graham today and yesterday, and yeah, it was good. It was really good. Again, another thing where it's like 15, 20 minutes, move on to the next thing. 15, 20. And he doesn't give a stuff. And I disagree with about 75% of what comes out of his gob. But he puts it in such an entertaining way. I think Daisy McAndrew has been doing it with him as well. I think she's brilliant.
I've always Katy Perry, who's normally with him, is fantastic as
well. I've not heard much with her.
Oh, man, she's so
yeah,
good.
I've heard bits with her, but I've always liked Daisy. When she was at LBC at the same time as me, there was a slight crossover. And I've always thought that she was good. But Mike Graham's great.
And nobody better tell him this, but I really miss James.
James and Ash. But I don't listen to it very much because we're getting ready for our show, or we're having supper, or we're watching telly, or we're doing whatever we have to do to get the vibe. The thing is, being at home or being in my car and listening to a phone-in show, I'm bored of Ferrari. I never listen to Julia Hartley Brewer because I think her views are obnoxious.
James O'Brien.
Yeah. It's not really a lot going on, really. Not really a lot going on. 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. Let's go to James. It's not James O'Brien, is it?
Hello.
Hello, mate.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. What have you got?
Yeah, I was just on my way home from open mic night in Nottingham.
Oh yeah, what? But comedy or music?
Yeah, and
hang on, what do you mean, yeah?
Sorry?
Was it comedy or was it music or was it both?
No, it was music.
Okay, here we go.
There was a comedian, but he was awful.
Oh, well, a lot of them are. So did you perform?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been to 2, actually. I've performed at both.
Hang on.
I do James Taylor stuff.
Where are you? I can hear. Are you at home now?
No, I'm sitting in the car.
Right, but with the keyboard ready to go?
No, with the guitar.
Oh, well, go on then. Give us a bit of James Taylor.
All right, then. How about You've Got a Friend? The reason I want to sing it is because it's Mental Health Week.
Yeah.
And for all those who are lonely and feel they haven't got friends, this is for them.
Well, okay, here we go. I love a bit of James Taylor, yeah.
Okay, can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he's good!
Trouble, and you need some loving care. Nothing's going right. Close your eyes and think of me. Soon I will be there. Rise and up, feeling your. Thank you.
Finish it, go on, it's good.
You'll hear me knocking at your door. You call that name, and you know where I am. But how can I mean?
Wonderful.
You can actually do it.
Well, I'll try.
Well, mate. So hang on a minute. So you've only done two of these open nights.
Sorry?
You've only done two of these open mic nights.
No, I go every week, but I did two different venues tonight.
Oh,
he's doing the circuit.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, I do stuff like Tracy Chapman, you know.
No, don't. I can't stand Tracy Chapman.
I know you can't stand her.
Oh, God, I think she's so maudlin. But James Taylor, we love that. Hey, James, that was brilliant, mate. Thank you for that.
It's my pleasure.
Cheers, fella. What a lovely man. Oh, a lovely sound.
Oh, I made me want to play... Maybe we want to get a comeback guitar.
Yeah, well, when I move, if it ever happens, I'm taking all the guitars with me. Obviously, they're mine, and I'm going to set them up and play them. They're all stuck in a room. All these guitars, and a man alive. 03444991000. This is the late night alternative on Talk Radio.
Dead of Night Discourse for Disco Queens.
I'm related to Jed Wood and Dolly Parton.
Dairy Farmers.
Aye, aye.
And Distant Fathers.
Yeah, whatever.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Doing lots of things that we don't know about, we can't control.
On Talk Radio.
Yes, great.
03444991000. So, Catherine has been looking for murders after last night's. Talking about the American Yorkshire Ripper, George Burns. What was the guy? Anyway, the guy built a castle that was a murder torture palace, and it sounded absolutely brilliant, but horrific at the same time. So we thought Catherine could find maybe another murder and talk about it now. And
let's not be hasty.
What? Oh, all right. Okay, fine. I thought you might have captured those files and done that.
A message from Mr. Ian Lee.
Oh. What?
Take care, because he cares.
There we go. Thank you, Tony Blackburn. That's nice. Okay, well, we'll do that later on then. 03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You're very, very welcome to. Ah, there was a story. Here we go, guys. Glitter bum is cheeky new Insta craze.
What?
Glitter boobs are so 2017. I missed glitter boobs? Boobs of glitter? I missed them? This year is all about the glitter booty. Giving your bum some sparkle is an Instagram hit and set to be a festival favourite. I don't know what this means. Bonnie McLaren looks at some cracking efforts.
Oh.
So there's pictures of arses, ladies' arses, and they're, you know, delightful arses, but covered in glitter. You know what I mean. Yeah.
Can tell you've not got little girls.
So they glitter
their
arses.
If you sit down anywhere in my house, that's what's going to happen to you.
Oh, no, we have a lot. Well, no, boys play with glitter as well. Yeah, we got glitter and all of that stuff. But so there's just different bums. I don't understand why this is a thing. There's different bums and they've got glitter on them.
And they've done that thing again that seems to be a thing these days, which is hoying your pants up your crack as far as it'll go.
That is, I mean, that one's uneven. That's all over the place. That's the look at the moment, isn't it? That you
hungry
do,
bum.
You do hungry bum. You do that and people seem to go nuts for it.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't...
doesn't look comfortable.
Doesn't look comfortable.
It's going to chafe.
Two rival ice cream parlours are at war. Ice cream, this isn't new, because ice cream men, and it was men primarily, ice cream men have always been at war. In Glasgow, actual violence. Duncan Bannatyne started out as an ice cream man, and he got involved in some argy-bargy and a little bit of violence with the ice creams.
Before that, of course, ice cream was a source of a lot of disease.
What?
Yeah, when ice cream first became a thing, like a couple of hundred years ago, they didn't do cornets or tubs. You had a penny lick.
Oi!
And you all used the same pots.
We had a girl at school who must have been talking about that.
A penny lick!
Yeah.
And people were getting all kinds. They traced it back to the ice cream.
Well, what can you get from... What could you get, though? Like syphilis?
Anything that you get from spit. Germs.
Tuberculosis.
That, yeah. Penny lick.
I'll have a TB69, please. Two rival ice cream parlours are at war after one accused the other of copying its special sundaes. George Johnson and Lily Trunfell, who run the parlour, say a nearby branch of Mr. Sims' old sweet shoppy. There's lots of these shops, these oldie sweetie shoppies popping up everywhere. I never go in them.
Just means everything's in a jar.
Yeah, I never go in them. I don't want to, you know, hark back, but I do miss going in and getting some, you know, penny chews and things.
A quarter of.
Yeah, cola cubes and bonbons, toffee bonbons. The nearby branch of Mr. Sims' Ye Olde Sweetie Shoppie swiped pictures of their individually designed ices and passed them off as its own. So he's nicked the pictures. He's actually nicked... There's the pictures. Look, he's nicked the pictures. The couple claim the names of the...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sundays sold in their shop in Arundel, West Sussex, have also been nicked and the menu copied. But Joseph Crouch, Joseph Crouch, who runs the Horsham branch of the Mr. Sims Ye Olde Sweetie Shoppie franchise, said there have been threats to torch his shop since the row blew up on Facebook. George, that's the first guy with the lady, 41, whose Sundays include Wild Unicorn, Nutty Nutella and Spunky Spittle, said...
I think for legal reasons you've got to say he's not selling Spunky Spittle.
Okay, I mean, I would buy it. said he'd taken pictures from our social media and simply threw them up on his own page, pretending they were his desserts.
Outrageous.
Then we found a copy of his menu, which was pretty much the same as ours, including the font and Sunday name we came up with. Lily21 said he'd even used a snap that had our name etched in a wafer. Oh, yeah, it does. Look, it's the same picture. Well, it's the same picture. Joseph has now removed the online pictures and menus. He said, we are aware of the situation on Facebook. We have reached out to the parlour to try and make amends. They have not responded to our offerings. Due to the abusive and threatening nature of the comments online, I've had to refer the matter to the police.
Yowza.
Isn't it, though? Isn't it? Here's the thing. I like these ice cream parlours. And they do all kinds of things. They do waffles with ice cream, cookie dough, hot cookie dough with ice cream, all of these wonderful things, these wonderful concoctions. There's nothing better than a banana split. Banana split! It's a banana cut down the middle with a bit of vanilla ice cream in the middle. If you're feeling flush, vanilla, strawberry, chocolate and some spray cream on top. But that's it. Some hundreds and thousands. That's it. A banana split. Failing that, I'll have a Knickerbocker Glory, please. That's it. All this fancy, you have a crap, you have a go in and you have a crap, and then you have a you crap on an ice cream. I don't even know. I wouldn't even order that. I wouldn't order a crap. What would you order?
Do you mean a pancake?
I don't. Is that they put it into that shape? Do they? They beat it into the shape. Why? That's just. You talk about getting syphilis from that girl at school. Well, you're going to get worse if you eat. If you eat crap, you are what you eat. And if you eat that,
but then you're crap.
The kids, well, the kids love a crap. So I let them.
Well, your kids do.
Yeah.
But you let them eat that.
I let them eat that.
What, in front of you?
Yeah, the banana boat song. What do they call it? Banana split is for me the thing.
I made ice cream today.
Boozy ice cream for your friend who's blown you out.
Yeah, so I'll have to eat it all by myself.
I never liked booze in. I never liked booze in that you ruin a really good trifle by putting sherry in it.
Mm.
What is that about?
Yeah.
Don't do that. Just make a nice. Just make. And I like. For me, trifle should be those sponge fingers. That should be the base. Make the base
ladies
out of sponge
fingers.
No, ladies' fingers is okra. Sponge fingers.
Okra. What's okra?
Okra is ladies' fingers.
Oh.
Sorry, the green the thing. Okra. What? You know what okra is? What the hell is this? Have I entered a parallel universe where people don't know that ladies' fingers is okra?
I thought that in English they're ladies' fingers, in French they're long de chat.
I don't care what
those
they
long,
are.
Those biscuits
no,
that have got that's sugar
not,
on.
Yeah, that's not a lady's finger.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
What is it then?
It's a sponge finger. It's not a lady's finger. Ladies' fingers is okra.
What's okra?
Okra. Why am I saying? Can someone phone me up, please? 0344... 499-1000. Can someone phone me up, please, and settle this debate once and for all, right? Have I gone mad? It's like a little blood vessel burst in my brain and suddenly... is that an episode of The Twilight Zone, the remake, that's got... I think Bruce Willis might be in it. No, he's not. He's in the one where there are two Bruce Willises. The one where the lady doesn't understand. She wakes up and she's speaking English, but everyone is speaking like gobbledygook English, and she has to learn like the word for dinosaur is Wednesday and stuff like that. Is that of the Twilight Zone? Is that what has happened? Okra. Why don't you understand okra? Okra is the green thing you get in. It's like in Chinese restaurants, ladies' fingers. There's a phone call. Take it, Sam. Phone them straight back. They're going to back me up.
Meanwhile, if you want The Evil Dead, I can give it to you.
OK, well, hang on a second, because this is far more important now. This is way more important now. We're waiting for Sam to call this person back
immediately. It'll be someone saying, what's okra?
It'll be someone going, yeah, Ian, you're right, actually. You're right. Ladies' fingers is okra. How could anyone not even know that?
Okra.
Sam! God damn it, boy, phone them back quicker. God damn it. I can't wait this long to be proven right.
You're going to have a rustle at this rate.
A brand or a hearty. Right. James!
Hello, Mr. Lee, good evening.
James, speak to her, please, and correct her.
I'm settling an argument because Okra does, in fact, it's called a lady's fingers, and we eat them in Jamaica.
And what do they look like?
Jamaica?
Yeah, Jamaica.
Jamaica. No, she went of her own accord. It tastes like food as well, apparently.
It tastes like food.
So what does okra, lady's fingers, look like, please, James?
So it looks, it's kind of like the
That's
same
not a lady's finger, Catherine.
It's
the finger of a docker. Sorry,
it's like
James.
Like a pea pod, if you can imagine a pea pod, but it's got kind of a funny shape to it, like a...
Like Hang on a minute, James. Are you Jamaican?
Yeah, man.
Right. Are you?
Yeah. Born in Jamaica, man.
Oh. Well, or are you just doing a chalky accent? I don't know anything.
No, I'm not. I'm born in a place called St. Elizabeth in Jamaica. Your listeners will know that, right?
My listeners will know that you were born in St. Elizabeth. And then they go,
yeah,
oh, yes.
They'll know where St. Elizabeth is. It's in Jamaica.
But we had a kid phoning up pretending he was from Wyoming.
No, I'm definitely an original. Ask me a question on Jamaica. Anything you want.
Okay. All right. So I've got a question on Jamaica. How many people live there?
About 2.5 million.
He's from Jamaica. But here's the thing, and I don't want to get into a fight with James because James is agreeing with me and is destroying you. But, James, may I pick you up on one thing?
Go on.
They don't just eat it in Jamaica.
No, I'm saying that's where I know it from, but it's a food, right?
It's a food, and it's a vegetable.
Okay, now can we have someone who knows about...
We eat it with steamed fish.
Okay.
There we go. And you get it in Chinese. You get it in Chinese food as well.
And yeah, they eat it a lot in Africa too.
It's got a slightly bitter taste. It's nice though. It's got a crunch
to
it.
Yeah, I think if you go to a curry house, you might have something called bindi bhaji, which I think
bindi bhaji
is bindi bhaji. Is that okra with a in a sauce?
Yeah, it could be. It could be actually. It could be. And they're not just to clarify, James, because I bet your mum used to make a cracking trifle, didn't she?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, of course she did.
Of
course she did. Right? Ladies' fingers aren't sponge fingers, are they?
I think they're both called ladies'
fingers. No, you mean like the sponge fingers that go around the outside of a sort of a trifle-y thing?
Yes, I do, James! This guy's great. Are you about the same age? Are you about 46?
Do you know, you're good at this, you know. I'm 51.
Oh, I'm not good
You're
enough.
Not that
I'm,
good.
No, if I'm more than 2 years out, it don't count. But we are of a similar age, so we would have had.
Guys,
hang on a minute. We're reminiscing about trifles.
Yeah. But how many trifles have you made?
No, my mum used to make them.
Yeah. How many trifles have you made?
No, my nan used to make them.
How many trifles has this guy made?
Well, I don't
loads.
Know.
No, I've eaten loads of trifle, man.
I've made trifles and I put ladies' fingers in them.
In them or around them?
In the bottom, and you soak it in booze.
Here's the thing, Catherine.
No, that's broken biscuits in the bottom of a trifle.
Hell no.
Here's the thing, Catherine. You've been making trifle wrong your whole life, right? James and I were eating a lot of trifle in the 70s and the 80s, right? That was peak trifle. That was peak. I tell you what you don't get anymore, James.
Go on.
Blancmange.
No, because it's bloody awful.
I used to love a pink blancmange.
Did you used to have custard powder to make your custard, or was it made from scratch?
No, it's custard powder. It was Bird's custard powder.
Oh, out of the tin, we used to love that.
Yeah. I love a bit of custard powder, but no one actually made real custard. That never happened. That can't have happened. I bet your mum did a cracking trifle like my nan did. And the thing is, James, at Christmas, right, no one makes trifle anymore, unfortunately, but we buy one from Marx's, right? I'm the only one in the house that likes it. I can do a whole Marx's trifle in one setting.
Oh, you greedy thing. So here's the thing. I used to eat trifle as a 10-year-old, my mum used to sneak a bit of sherry in, especially at Christmas.
Ooh. I don't like the sherry in the trifle, but did you like? I always, when I was a kid, and I used to drink Shandy Bass. I'd always feel a little bit tipsy. Oh, a little bit boozy. Did you feel a bit drunk as an 8-year-old when you were eating your mum's trifle?
I used to have a trifle hangover the next day. It was awful.
Is mum still with us, James?
Yeah, man, she's in Jamaica right now.
Get her to make a trifle.
Yeah, man.
We're going. Stop saying that. I'm coming over there with you next time, James. I want one of your mum's trifles.
Big things. Your name's on the list, man.
Thank you, mate. Nice to talk to you, James. Cheers, fella.
Ciao, bye.
Ta-ta. He knows his onions and his trifles. That guy is great.
I'm not having you two mansplaining trifle to me.
Yeah. Well, you've been making it wrong. Thank you, James. I like that. And we're not explaining trifles. We're explaining ladies' fingers. It's okra.
Don't explain ladies' fingers. I'm an owner of both sets of ladies' fingers.
Okay. Well, it's okra.
No.
Yes, it is.
Well, maybe they're both called that. How about
No, well, no, they're not. And you've just shown me a picture that someone's tweeted you of
a box of ladies' fingers, and it isn't veg.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you remember, but people were dicking around with Keith Moon's Wikipedia.
What?
Someone sent me screen grabs of the birthday set, the date of death being the 7th of September. And also, under occupation, it said poo head. So I would be very, very, unless it's coming from my Twitter feed, I would be very suspicious of, it's a hacked Wikipedia site you're showing me. So what? What does that prove? Take that to Judge Rinder. See what he's got to say about the thing.
I don't respect his authority.
Right. You ready for a murder now? Because
yeah.
I'm going to murder you in a minute. Right, so let me get...
This is going to get spooky, guys. So if you're easily triggered by really, really old murders...
Let's get some murder music.
This is not...
No?
This is not...
Ooga, chaka, ooga, 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 chaka, ooga, 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 chaka, ooga, 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 chaka.
Here we go.
Gonna hang on. Like a boy,
I can't turn this off. You have to play this all the way to the end now. Sorry. Okay, we'll just sit through this and then we'll do... Nearly done.
I'm gonna go out here.
Halfway through.
No.
You keep me near, I'll be the good boy for you. I'm gonna help you, rub you like you want me to. I'll be the good boy. I'll be the good boy. I can be the good for you. I'll be the good boy.
Nearly there, guys. Nearly done. You've been very, very patient. It is appreciated. So. Here we go. Murder. Go.
She's been described as the most vicious female serial killer in all recorded history.
Yeah, sexy!
Where fact ends and fiction begins in her horrible story is now impossible to determine.
Oh, yeah.
But in her fame as a legendary vampire, she is out-rivaled only by... Count Dracula.
Right, so is this a real person?
It's a real person.
All right, okay. Because I don't want Hammer horror.
Born in 1560.
Okay.
Elizabeth Bathory was endowed with looks, wealth, an excellent education, and a stellar social position as one of the Bathory family who ruled Transylvania as a virtually independent principality within the Kingdom of Hungary.
There we go.
When she was 11 or 12, Elizabeth was betrothed to Ferenc Nadasdy, of another aristocratic Hungarian family. But a year later, she had a baby by a lower-order lover.
Uh-oh.
Nadasdy was reported to have had him castrated and then torn to pieces by dogs.
Wow.
The child, the daughter, was quietly hidden from view, and Elizabeth and Nadasdy were married in 1575 when she was 14. Because Elizabeth socially outranked her husband, she kept the surname Bathory, which he added to his own. And the young couple lived in the castles in Hungary at Sava and Zetra, now in Slovakia. But Ferenc was an ambitious soldier and was often away. So Elizabeth ran the estates, took various lovers, and bore her husband 4 children. She was 43 when he died in 1604. Word was beginning to spread about her sadistic activities. It was said that she enjoyed torturing and killing young girls.
Wowzers.
At first, they were servants at her castles, daughters of the local peasants. But later, they included girls sent to her by local gentry families to learn good manners. She believed that drinking the blood of young girls would preserve her youthfulness and her looks. Witnesses told of her stabbing victims or biting their breasts, hands, faces and arms, cutting them with scissors, sticking needles into their lips, or burning them with red-hot irons, coins or keys.
What?
Some were beaten, some were starved. The story that Elizabeth used to bathe in their blood seems to have been added later on, but we can't be sure.
Dirty cow!
Lutheran minister went to the Hungarian authorities, who eventually began an investigation in 1610. In December of that year, Elizabeth was arrested, and so were four of her favourite servants and intimates who were accused of being her accomplices. They were tried. They were found guilty. Three of them were executed, and the fourth sentenced to life imprisonment. Elizabeth herself was not put on trial because of her family's standing, but she was shut up in the castle, held in solitary confinement in a room whose windows were walled up.
Ooh.
She was 54 when she died there in 1614.
Here's the thing. Why did I find that quite sexy? Well, vampires are very erotic, but bloodsuckers.
It's a strong, powerful woman.
Yeah.
Who's obviously...
Fit as a fiddle.
Well, she certainly had plenty of boyfriends. No,
but imagine if you came home from work early. Darling, I'm home. Oh, God, I'm just having a bath. Don't come up. Oh, I'll come up. What the blood? What are you... Is that blood? You dirty mare!
Experience the unconventional.
Hello?
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.